something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled The Benefits of Prayer.
Hallelujah. Prayer is important for the Christian. There are certain things that will not change until you pray. Not because of the prayer itself, but because of the effects of prayer. Step aside and pray. Pray. Waiting for the Holy Ghost to take over. As you speak in tongues, speak in tongues. Run your mind through the scriptures. Before long, your spirit will pick something. And once the Holy Ghost then does that, and that's it. And you're gone. These are the secrets from God's kingdom given to His children to live a successful life. You always win. The life of victory in Christ is very simple. You're supposed to live in victory, even in the midst of the storms. Prayer covers not only the communication, the content of the prayer, it also covers our meditation during the times of prayer, even the seclusion. It's all important. When you have to cut yourself away from everything else and be alone with the Spirit of God so He can talk to you. So He can open your eyes. No, I'm not talking about you getting into a room and crying, "Oh God, open my eyes, open my eyes, open my eyes." In fact, the more you pray like that, the less open your eyes will be because you'll be distracting yourself with the prayer. But it will happen anyway when you pull apart and commune with God. We've given you 3 days in a week for only 15 minutes each time, twice in a day. And some of you found 15 minutes to be too long. Every now and then you're checking your time. It's still 13 minutes. <laughs> 15 minutes too long? Is that too long? It's not too long. But take it seriously. You'll be amazed at the changes in your life. Whenever it is possible to stay away from everything else, do it. But what if it hits you when you are driving? Talking tongues. Be driving and be praying. There's nothing wrong with that. The time can come when you're doing something else. Go ahead, but pray. It's a short time. When for some reason you were unable to do it at that time, soon afterward, go and do it. Because you see, life is spiritual. Life is spiritual. And except you operate from the realm of the Spirit, you could be frustrated. From time to time, we see Christians who are not enjoying their Christian life. And they're thinking about what might be wrong. Is this the enemy? Is this the trouble? Is this the guessing? If they were not able to have children for years, they're thinking, maybe it's my uncle's wife I've had 12 miscarriages. I think it's my uncle's wife that's stealing the babies. Why do you think so? I dreamt of her. She took something out of my stomach. Now you start praying against your uncle's wife. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pointing towards her room. Are you a Christian or a native doctor? You know, some Christians have become like native doctors. They're not living like Christians. They're doing strange things. As a Christian, didn't you read in the Word, no weapon formed against you shall prosper? If the weapons formed against you are prospering, then whose problem is it? You. It's not the weapons that are too strong. It's not God that was unable. Something about you that's making it possible. You are in the wrong position. He said, stay inside the house. The death angels come into town. But if you stay in the house and you got your doorposts and lintels marked with blood, he said, when that death angel sees the blood, he'll pass over you. That's it. Stay where you're supposed to be. But when you're out of where you're supposed to be, then trouble strikes. Then you say the forces were against you, the attack was too much, you couldn't take it, or God didn't protect you. No. Christianity is so simple. So simple. The life of victory in Christ is very simple. Very simple. You're supposed to live in victory even in the midst of the storms. Remember what Jesus said. When the winds became boisterous, the waves were rising. And they were in the boat. Jesus and his disciples were. And water started getting in. The disciples were scared. They woke him up. He was sleepy. They woke him up. Master, don't you care that we perish? Hallelujah. So Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. See, they had no faith. They were so afraid, thinking they were going to die. What did Jesus do? Oh, I didn't know it was so high. Oh, these are terrible waves. Oh. Was that what he did? No. I'll talk to my father. Father, we are between life and death. Is that what Jesus did? Was that what he did? No. What did he do? He said to the sea, hush. He said, be calm. Sometimes when we talk in tongues because of certain things, I won't tell you why. Why you have to. Because it's not wrong to talk in tongues. Well, if you're talking in tongues out of fear, you're in trouble. The fear will increase. The reason for speaking in tongues like that is because you're steering your spirit to pick the right word, to deal with the right thing. You see it? Because you don't want to be addressing the wrong thing. Just because the winds are strong and the waves are high doesn't mean you're going to be talking to this wave or that wave or all the waves or whatever. You speak in tongues because then the Spirit of God, it's like in an instant. The Spirit of God opens your eyes. You know exactly what to say, what words to use. So you're pulling something from within you. Not because you're afraid. Don't talk out of fear. You refuse to fear. Say, I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. And then you look at your life and you set goals. You know, a lot of times we're told to set goals. It's important to set goals, but don't set goals out of your emotion. Set goals through the Spirit. It's not hard to take a short time, even in a day, to pray and fast. Fasting means that you separate yourself from everything else. Okay? Especially food. Did you hear that? Everything else, especially food. So, you talk to the Lord. And praying in the Spirit is the most beautiful of all. While you're praying in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost can take the next steps. Now you're working on a project, and you say, next steps. You determine what you have done and what needs to be done. And you say, these are the immediate things that we have to do next, right? Okay. So when you're speaking in tongues, because that you can do by faith. See, you speak in tongues by faith. You open your mouth and the utterance is given to you by the Holy Ghost. And you're speaking in tongues. But there's another one that you cannot make happen. And that's a higher level of prayer. That's what's written for us in Romans chapter 8 from verse 26. Let's read it. Romans chapter 8 from verse 26. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. See, we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, or King James translation itself, it's supposed to read himself, okay? Because the Holy Ghost is a person. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings. You see, that term, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. The right rendering is the Spirit bears us up. You see, he props us. Like you're speaking in tongues, and like you're trying to get up, okay? Speaking in tongues, and then the Holy Ghost props you up. He helps you. There are limitations. There are infirmities, weaknesses. You don't know what to pray for about this situation. And so the Holy Spirit takes over the prayer. That's what it says.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234-812-851-9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.